I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Good Thursday, everyone. Welcome in. You're with Dom on Talk Radio 1210. So I just mentioned Temple now. I think they have every right to do this. They have a pretty significant problem going on with a mumps outbreak. So if you go to Temple next year, you're going to have to prove that you have been vaccinated against that. It's herd immunity, right? Well, now we have a private school in New York, White Plains, New York. More than 40 students have been banned from a private school during the Rockland County measles outbreak. The federal judge warned against a group of local parents who are refusing to vaccinate their kids. Now, most places are cracking down on this. And this stuff of not vaccinating your kids, I get parental rights, but then I get if you're going to be in public settings. This happens to be a private school, though. So does a private school have the right? Well, the county health commissioner ordered unvaccinated children at 60 private schools in two zip codes to stay home until a severe measles outbreak ended. Now, they do have to deal with public health. Boy, this is a fine line here, though. Remember, it's a private school. If it's a public school, you know what? You got to get your kid vaccinated. I'm sick and tired of hearing these phony baloney religious reasons, and Jenny McCarthy whispered in your ear, knock it off already, you know? That stupid idiot, right? And Larry King and Oprah aiding and abetting all this, and the doctor who started this in England. But if it's a private school, but you do have a measles outbreak, that's very troublesome. There's no reported case of measles, though, in the specific school, right? So if people are willing to send their kid to the private school and the private school is willing to accept these unvaccinated kids, then I think that trumps the county health authorities on this. I think that's a more of a private sphere here for them to go to school during this. If it's a public school, no. But intervening in this because they have a problem. So is this problem like what? You know, we're in some dystopia where there's a plague going around, so the authorities have to jump in and take extraordinary means. I'd say no, the measles are not. And I'm as pro-vaccination as anybody out there. And these anti-vaxxers and their antics have to be challenged. But in this, if you have a private school, you don't have objections from the others in the school. They would object to the school, the private school. And you have these kids that are unvaccinated going there, then I don't think the county health commissioner, I'm on the side more where he doesn't have a right to intervene here. 855-839-1210. AT&T and Verizon Wireless, you push pound 1210. Now, what we're seeing, and I'm in agreement with this, is that more and more states, more and more locales are making it harder that you cite some vague religious reason why you don't want your child vaccinated. And I think it's still true, though, that in certain sectors of California, like Santa Monica or Beverly Hills, you know, certain areas around there, their unvaccinated rates rival third world countries because you have that clique that believes in this stuff. Well, you have a right as a parent, but there is herd immunity. There's a reason why this has worked, why the vaccination system has worked so well. Now, there are no free lunches, so any, you know, when Gardasil, and it was Rick Perry of all people, he was the leading guy of Gardasil demanding that. I think it was state law at a point. No, I'm not on board with that. I mean, we have to be careful that we limit exposure here to some degree, because with any of this stuff, there can be repercussions, you know, the one out of 100,000 and all that. But the idea that you can just cite some vague religious thing and show up at a public school and potentially compromise all, no, I don't think you have a right to do that. Private school, though, they do have a measles outbreak. So this is interesting to see how much the state has intervened here. I think they're going too far. I guess they don't want kids that are unvaccinated gathering anywhere, because their argument would be, well, look, if they expose these kids to measles, and then those kids are going to expose others outside the school, that's a public health problem. Problem would have to be incredibly severe before I'd sign off on that. Love to get you in, though, but this vaccination stuff is not going away. Rand Paul made comments the other day saying he definitely believes in the vaccination system, but he subtly said there are parental rights. And the woman who heads up the Pennsylvania Health Commission in the Wolf cabinet, she went after Rand Paul on this. All right, that this is the type of thing that causes trouble. Well, people are watching this in New York to see what happens out of this. How far does it go, the state's right to ensure public health and safety versus the rights of individual parents in an individual school, with everybody saying they want to come or don't come? That's what a private school is about. It's a close call, though. Love to get you in. 855-839-1210, AT&T and Verizon Wireless. You just push #1210. And more broadly, the problem with some of the anti-vaxxer movement is they're threatening, they're violent. You know, they get, I used to bring on Paul Offit from Children's Hospital, who's one of the world's experts about vaccination. He can't do a book tour. He gets all kinds of threats. So you don't want to aid and abet that. But if you have a private school, and these kids are unvaccinated, don't they have a right to an education? If the school's okay with it, and the other parents are, I mean, it's private. Doesn't appear to be any kind of, I don't know, strange cult-like type of stuff with anything else going on. It's just a big question. And how about Temple? State school, taxpayer-supported. They say next year, if you want to go to Temple, I guess even if you're there, not just incoming freshmen, you have to offer proof. I think it's around mumps. I don't know what other vaccinations you'd have to prove. And it's going to be interesting to see if people exert religious rights. But I'm on board with it. The system has worked. And there are limitations. But I think the one I'm telling you about in New York, there is a parental right there, and there is a school right, and it is a private school. But people are watching this because this whole thing won't go away. And some of it is, let's face it, the worst form of conspiracy. You know, that people love conspiracy. The worst form of it, the autism stories that are out there. I think we have more autism because we're defining more kids with autism that we didn't used to in the past. There might be some other factors that we don't know about yet. But I don't think it's a vaccination system. And this idea of the numbers of people that are engaged in this. Yeah, you have a right. That's what you want to do. But I don't think you have a public school right to do that. This is creating difficult situations. And this year, we're seeing more outbreaks. Let's go to Peter in Valley Forge. He's in on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Peter, good morning.
Good morning, Dom. I love your show.
Thank you.
First-time caller.
Thank you, Peter.
One of six boys that all went years ago, different boys' boarding schools in
okay.
New England.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the things I wanted to point out regarding this judge's decision is all of our schools that we attended had anywhere from 30 to 50 day students that
right.
came from the local community
right.
into our private school. So I think that this health commissioner and judge are watching out for the public good by making that decision that everybody needs to be vaccinated or not go to that private school, because all of us, whether we were boarding students there or day students, were in the local town every day.
All right, but here's the difference, though. They haven't exerted this to this point. Now we have a measles outbreak. I'd have to see how severe this is. That's the test to me. 83% of the students are vaccinated for measles due to several families' religious objections, which I think are dubious. And I hear what you're saying. It's a tight call. But is there no zone then where a school, a private school, it's not public, can allow this?
Only if they're the only way that could happen, Dom, is if they're going to tell all the day students to stay at home until this outbreak is done, and they're going to confine all the poor students to the campus, and they're not allowed to go to the local.
So, but what's the trigger, though? How bad does the outbreak have to be? Somebody designates it as an outbreak, you know, reasonably, and then it triggers. As I said, I could see if things get severe enough, then you can do that. You can take extraordinary action. I'm not sure, though, how big this is.
I just think we had almost eradicated it from the United States, and the fact that it's as prevalent as it is in the schools in Washington and the state of Oregon and now pockets in New York State, you know, we've got to do something about it, because if it's not measles or it's not mumps, it could very well be something more severe like polio.
Yeah, well, that's the saddest part of all, Peter. Very good call that we're actually seeing people against that. So, look, you don't have a religious right in this type of thing. You know, that's starting to be flicked away, and a philosophical right, you don't. The test, though, is, and you heard what he said, across the country, we're seeing stories of this now, of outbreaks of this stuff. Is it severe enough? That's the thing I'd be looking at. That's the tight call. Temple certainly thinks it is. It's increasing over there. I don't know. It was 20, 25, 30 people or more with mumps. I think they have every right to say, you want to come to Temple next year? You got to be vaccinated for this. Meanwhile, I'm going to say it's a religious thing. You're discriminating. No. It's herd immunity. I get that. This is a private school, though. Is it that severe? Now they're worried, and they have right. These are not easy decisions when you're balancing a parental right versus the right of public health. I'm just more wary here, though, of people jumping into stuff. There's got to be a zone where you can allow some choice. Is this one of them, or is this stuff so severe, what we're seeing play out? Peter's right. It's on the edge there that you don't want that we've eradicated a lot of this. Why are we going back? Well, I'll tell you, one of the reasons we're going back, you had this doctor who falsified records about autism and vaccination that started it. People like Oprah, Larry King, people like Jenny McCarthy, people like Robert Kennedy III, who's one of the worst anti-vaxxers. And they've caused all kinds of difficulty. Rand's got to watch it on this one, too. As much as I like him, you got to be careful what you're telling people here, that you're not fueling conspiracy and crazy talk.
Dom Giordano, weekdays 9 till noon on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.